Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Nick Bibby is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Nick is the founder of the Bibby Group, which is an organization that helps people put their best foot forward and put things together the right way when they're trying to become a franchisee. That the franchisee, as you have learned on this show, is someone who buys a franchise opportunity from a franchisor, the person who creates the franchise opportunity and then allows you to put it in your community. And Nick's been helping us over the years understand all of this, and he's back again today to give us another installment of his wisdom. Nick Bibby, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to visit with you, as always.
It's good to have you back, as always. I know we've said this before, but I just want to remind folks that historically, an economic downturn has increased activity for franchise activity because people lose a job and they take their 401k money out and hock the house and the family jewels and they go buy a franchise and go into business for themselves. This time, things are a little different, aren't they?
Yeah, I think people spent a lot of that reserve money to live. But still, there's a... Franchising remains one of the prime vehicles for creating a new lifestyle, short of finding another position. And as you and I have discussed on numerous occasions, the first question is should always be regarding entrepreneurship. Should always be, just because I'm having a hard time creating a new career or finding a new job, does that necessarily mean that I should be owning a business in its place?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's an age-old question regardless of what an economy is doing. My biggest concern right now, Jim, is that because people, let's not, I don't want to use the word panic, but a lot of people are obviously concerned, and,
mm-hmm.
and I don't see any big changes in the offing. I mean, this is rough right now, but my biggest concern for anyone investing in a franchise, much more so than a person investing in their own business where they can move at their own pace, my biggest concern with somebody looking at a franchise is that they perform adequate due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
And tell
the audience what that means, even though we've talked about it. Go ahead and tell them what that means.
In the area of franchise due diligence. Due diligence itself can mean different things in different forms, but franchise due diligence means the adequate analysis and study of an offering such that you know exactly what you get into in terms of surprises.
Research, elbow grease, shoe leather, whatever you want to call it, it's you finding out as much as you can, not only about the thing that you're considering as it stands alone, but also as it applies to you and as it applies to wherever you're going to install it, wherever you're going to launch it.
That's excellent. And unfortunately, you know, when people in general, not outside of franchising, when people become a little panicky, a little upset, they are prone to making sometimes unwise decisions. And there's when the pressure is on, the tendency to jump becomes greater.
Well, what they do, Nick, is they liken starting a business or buying a franchise to the process of finding a job. And you know, if you're out of work and somebody offers you a job, you say, okay, I'm going to take this job. I go to work Monday, honey, and you know, if it doesn't work out in a couple of months, you get fired or you quit or whatever, and you go look for another job, you know. But business is more like getting married, isn't it, than it is just going on a date.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it, because and actually, I think that's quite a good observation for this reason. People sometimes do not look at buying into a franchise as any more of a commitment than taking that new job.
Yeah.
And but once you're in, man, you're in, because you've signed a lengthy and a very intricate contract called an agreement in franchising. You've committed significant money, at minimum, significant money in the form of a franchise fee, but you've also committed, depending on the type of franchise, you've committed substantial money with regard to total initial investment of furniture, equipment, fixtures, operating capital, training. I mean, you've gone all the way. You better make sure it's the way you want to go. And yet, most, and I say this emphatically, most people buying a franchise never complete due diligence, mm-hmm. even to the extent of reading the disclosure documents and the impending franchise agreement. Now, let me just add one very quick layer to that. You said in your introduction that I focus on helping franchisees decide or get people buy a franchise. That's a very, very limited part of BibbyGroup.com. Bibby Group has never made any significant, earned any significant income whatsoever in the area of helping people buy franchises, because we don't sell franchises, don't earn a commission. We help people with due diligence. The point is, the profit center for Bibby Group has always been starting new franchises, working with franchisors.
The franchisors, right.
But the service of working with franchisees as buyers has always been there, not only as a menu item, but because it's necessary. But I guarantee you that if anyone went into the business, not of brokerage, but if anyone went into the business thinking they're going to make a living just doing due diligence with franchisees, it ain't going to happen.
Not too much money being spent on that, and more's the pity. Right, Nick? We're going to take a quick break. 20 after the hour, Nick Bibby is our guest. We're talking about franchising. Is it the right thing for you? And if you think it is, how do you determine if it's the right thing? How do you determine if you found the right thing? 20 after, right back after these messages. Here's Canned Heat to take us out. That's Robert Cray, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back 23 after the hour, my favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to, or got a place you can ask questions there at askjim.biz. Check out my blog, my newsletter, archives, articles and on and on and on, lots of stuff. And don't forget, if you want to subscribe, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Nick Bibby is our guest, and he's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the principal and the founder of the Bibby Group, which is a franchise excellence organization where he helps people create franchises, and in the process helps people who want to buy franchises directly or indirectly. And Nick, tell us how we can contact you online.
You just said it. It's Bibby, B-I-B-B-Y, group, one word, .com, BibbyGroup.com.
And so check that out, folks. Nick, we're talking about a lot of people may be, well, let me ask you this question. Is there, in times like this, is this a time when franchisors, people who are wanting to create franchises, they want to be the franchise creator and seller, is this a time when the economy is soft, is this a time when that activity increases or not?
Good question. I think what happens is almost the same, you're following probably the same route that a potential franchisee follows. Namely, things may not be working too well with my core business. Maybe I can make money by franchising it.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, there's a lot of that. You know, I'm in a position not out of wealth but out of desire, a position where I have always told people who I think are inappropriate for the franchise world as franchisors or prospective franchisees to not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the downroad destruction of bad franchising choices is not just the person making the choice. I mean, it's not just their bank account, it's
mm-hmm.
the accounts and lives of many other people. So I've seen request rates or inquiries on how to franchise a business go sky high, obviously, just actually since the beginning of this year. And I said, man, this will be extremely slow time.
Mm-hmm.
Not so. Now the denial rate or the acceptance rate, you know, is stayed about the same percentage-wise, but in sheer numbers, yeah, lots of people are thinking of doing it.
And so becoming a franchisor is just a growth strategy, isn't it? It's where you say, okay, I think I've got something that can be scaled. I think I've got something that can be cloned, and I can either capitalize that growth and clone my business, you know, in other parts of the country, the county, or wherever, or I can create a system that you help them with, Nick. And I can let somebody else use their capital, and I get a piece of the action.
That's correct. I mean, when you boil it all down, franchising is nothing more than another channel of distribution. So that means that a person, if they're suited, could elect franchising. If they're not suited personality-wise, and that's an odd thing. One day we'll talk about personality and franchisors, because that's all part of feasibility in deciding whether or not you should be a franchisor.
Give us a look into that. Now that you've kind of teased us a little bit, what's a classic personality of a franchisor?
Well, it would take more than a few minutes, but in a nutshell, over the years I've devised a system which absorbed in a series of conversation in roughly a week's time. Where a person can decide whether or not through concept, finances, and personality if they're suited to be a franchisor. Let's just keep it on the same wavelength. Let's just look at franchise feasibility as the due diligence process for a potential franchisor,
mm-hmm.
opposed to a different process for a prospective franchisee. But it all emanates from the same place.
But what is a classic? Is there some personality trait that is more suitable to being a franchisor?
You've got to be more of a mentor than a boss.
You got to want to be a teacher, don't you?
Yeah, and you just nailed it right there. And over the series of questioning, you get to know, and the person gets to know themselves, where they fit on a spectrum of boss versus teacher. And it's critical. And let me throw one more dynamic at you, which addresses both sides, franchisee, franchisor, okay? The big issue is we have over 3,000 franchise brands in this country. Some people say 3,500.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this 30 years. I couldn't list 200 for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so far flung. However, we don't need another Mexican restaurant franchise. We need improvement on what's already there.
Right.
So, you know what? That's really been the focus of my organization recently. It has to do with spit shining what's there. Let's forget about dropping another 1,000 units, which unfortunately is what most franchise consultants are all about. They make their money bringing new concepts.
Throw in another competitor. We'll have to come back another day and let you talk to us some more about the personality angle. I think that's an interesting thought. Hey, Nick, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much. Take
Nick
care.
Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen. That's bibbygroup.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers to take us out.
The place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.